This is the Solid Signal podcast for the week of December 25th, 2023. And if you're a subscriber to this podcast, you're getting this one a couple of days early. That's right. Why? Because the offices of Solid Signal are closed on December 25th so that our employees can spend time with their families. There is no shipping on December 25th, but go ahead and order at solidsignal.com if you'd like, and we will fulfill your order as quickly as possible. The subject for this week's podcast is about cell phone signal boosters. Here's a myth that just won't go away, and I recently was talking to somebody online about this very thing, that cell phone signal boosters are going to somehow fry your brain or that they are unhealthy in some way. And so let's talk about that, because right off the bat, I'm going to tell you that it's not true. But before I tell you that, I'm going to explain right up front that I am not a doctor. I am not in any way a medical professional, and that if you have real questions, you should consult a medical professional. You should never listen to some dude online, regardless of what it is that they're telling you. All of that said, I have done quite a bit of research on this, and I believe that my conclusions are sound given the data that is available today. And that's why I want to talk about it. So cell phone signal boosters are not going to fry your brain. And the real reason for it is twofold. First of all, there just isn't enough power. The output power of a typical cell phone booster, if you were to stand right next to it, by the way, is about 0.2 watts. So, you know, your average nightlight bulb is about 1 watt. Your average LED flashlight is about 1 watt. This is an amount of radiation that you do not even consider thinking about when you're talking about the emissions of it and the health of it. And, you know, I unfortunately do not have like firm data on the exact, you know, amount of radiated particles or anything like that. I did try to find it and I consulted with a couple of manufacturers. They weren't able to give that to me. But all things considered, we're talking about a radiated power of 0.2 watts. It's quite possible that your microwave, even though it's properly shielded, is letting more than 0.2 watts leak out, especially considering that the output of a typical microwave is about 1,000 to 1,500 watts. So you could be getting more radiation from your microwave than you would be getting from your cell phone booster. Aha! Stuart, you say, but a microwave is only on for a couple of minutes and a cell phone signal booster is on all day, and the effects of radiation damage are cumulative, and all of that is true. But remember, we're talking about 0.2 watts and something called the rule of squares, which says that as you double the distance that you get away from something, the number of the output level that you get, the radiation that you get, decreases by 3/4. So it's only 1/4 of what it was. And that means that even if you're just 2 or 3 feet away from a cell phone signal booster, that you are getting a lot less radiation even than that tiny, minuscule 0.2 watts. So that's kind of the first part of this subject. The second part is that when we talk about radiation that can really hurt you, it is generally accepted that radiation in the radio and television broadcast bands all the way up to the microwave bands of about 2.4 gigahertz, and that's the highest that a cell phone booster is going to broadcast, are generally accepted to be safe, period. You know, you don't get any, you know, there's no problem with being relatively close to a TV antenna that as it's broadcasting, you know, okay, so if you're 10 feet away from 100,000-watt tower, then okay, you're going to get something. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about 0.2 watts that you're probably not going to be very near anyway. And this amount of radiation in these wavelengths is generally accepted to be safe. As a matter of fact, the amount of broadcast power that you can absorb at these wavelengths is extremely high from everything that I have read, and not at all damaging. And how is that different from radiation? You see, radiation like X-rays, gamma rays, the stuff that you worry about going to give you cancer, or in some cases, actually cure cancer, depending on what it is, All that stuff is way, way, way up there in the terahertz spectrum. It's so, so much higher frequency than the kind of broadcast that you're going to get from a cell phone signal booster or from television or from radio. And so it's just apples and oranges. You can't say, oh, it's all radiation and oh, it's going to affect you in exactly the same way, because that's just not how that works. You know, I would encourage anyone who is a real medical doctor to weigh in on this if they feel comfortable, but I have read an awful lot about this, and I read about it at a time that we were all very concerned about 5G coming. And, you know, there was this myth in 2020 that 5G was linked to certain other worldwide events that were affecting the health of you and me and you know, and everybody that you know. And it turns out that that's not true either. 5G does not cause any sort of disease. It certainly doesn't cause you to sneeze or cough or anything like that. Any evidence to the contrary would have presented itself by now. It just is one of those things that happened coincidentally. They put up a bunch of 5G towers and all of a sudden a strange new disease came out of China, and the two things are totally, totally unrelated. And 5G, you know, the wideband 5G is up at a higher range than you traditionally find with cell service. It's up in the 26 to 40 gigahertz range, where cell phone signal boosters don't go up that high. Like I said, the highest range that you're going to get out of a cell phone signal booster is 2100 megahertz, 2.1 gigahertz, and the lowest range is going to be about 700 megahertz, and all of these things are generally accepted to be safe. As a matter of fact, the output power of your average Wi-Fi router exceeds that of a cell phone booster, and you all have, you know, Wi-Fi routers in your house that go up to 5 gigahertz, and nobody talks about it, nobody worries about it. There's not this big mess of people pushing and saying, oh, disconnect your Wi-Fi because, oh my gosh, it's going to kill you and give you cancer. That's just not how it works. Now, when you look at this in the big picture, you have to understand that, sadly, our modern world is full of things that can kill you. There's all sorts of emissions that can kill you, that, you know, whether it's x-rays and gamma rays and stuff like that. There's the emissions from cars that put out particulates and poisons and greenhouse gases that can kill you. There's all sorts of weather phenomenon. This, you know, it's a pretty dangerous time to live. Nowhere near as dangerous as, say, a couple of hundred years ago when there was practically no modern medicine. But yeah, there is a certain level of risk inherent in living a modern life. And let's not pretend that there isn't. And every single one of us makes a decision about how much of that we are willing to accept. Certainly, that's another thing that we found in the last couple of years, was that we are all willing to accept a certain amount of risk and no more. That, you know, when we look at the idea of just being completely 100% shrink-wrapped safe, a lot of people felt that wasn't really something that they wanted to do. And they said, okay, we're going to accept a certain amount of risk for a certain amount of reward. And that's what you're talking about with cell phone signal boosters. The amount of risk is extraordinarily low, and yet the benefit you get out of them is extraordinarily high. There may come a time when the people who build homes and apartments actually take into account the fact that people want to use their cell phones while they're at home, but I don't know when that's going to be. The truth is that when we all went to energy-efficient homes, whether it's energy-efficient windows or, you know, wrapping the homes to make sure that heat didn't escape, all that stuff has a negative effect on cell phone signals. And cell phone signals themselves are also blocked by things like metal conduit in your walls and copper wires and appliances like refrigerators. It's really hard, in fact, for a cell phone signal to get in to your phone. And it's pretty amazing when you consider that by the time it reaches your phone, it's, you know, a couple of thousandths of a watt. And yet it all still works, and you get massively great data speeds and all that stuff. But you're not going to get the great benefit out of your phone that you really want unless you put in a cell phone signal booster. And a cell phone signal booster is a smart move. In my opinion, it's better than just Wi-Fi calling, because if you have a reliance on Wi-Fi calling, well, that's great for you. What about for your friends? And, you know, they're going to have to connect to your Wi-Fi every time they come in. Well, just not a lot of fun. So put in a cell phone signal booster and get yours from solidsignal.com. Shop at solidsignal.com for all of the cool stuff that you need to live your best digital life. They sponsor this podcast and they pay my salary, so I am naturally quite grateful. But solidsignal.com will only take you so far. If you're not sure what you need, if you want a little bit of hand-holding, or if you have a special need like a large area or an RV or a boat or somewhere else where you want great cell phone service, call the experts. Call 888-233-7563 during East Coast business hours, and you will get somebody who knows what they are talking about. They will get you all the information you need to make the best possible decision. That'll do it for the Solid Signal podcast for this week. I hope you have had or will have a great holiday, whichever one you choose to celebrate, or if you choose to celebrate none of them. I embrace all of that stuff. So do me a favor, like, subscribe, and leave a comment wherever you get this podcast. Makes me look good to my bosses. You know the drill. Sponsored by Solid Signal and Signal Connect. Call 888-233-7563 or shop solidsignal.com. Keeps me employed, keeps me happy. That's it, and I will see you again next week for yet another Solid Signal podcast.